And I want to teach you one important panorama that I learned. We learned it. It's part of the Kaivalya Dham tradition. Kaivalya Dham is the oldest organized yoga school in India, you know, modern yoga school. And it was organized about almost 100 years ago, something like that. Swami Kaivalyananda. It's outside of Bombay, about halfway to Pune, in a small town called Lonavala. And he was a very interesting Swami. He, for example, he taught Nehru yoga in the 40s and things like that. And he wanted everything to be Western. You know, he tried to make things Western. His teacher was a traditional yogi. Then he tried to relate yoga to science. He measured. He got medical instruments. He became a medical doctor. He learned how to measure the amount of breath that you take in and things like that with instruments. And you can still see his old instruments there. It's very nice. So we were trained by somebody there named Deepak Dixit. And they have this thing that I don't know. It has really, really helped me. It's maybe, if I had to tell you the one most helpful thing that I've learned in the last couple of years, it would be this. So I just start to pass it on. Because for me, it's just like the most helpful thing that's happened to me in the last few years. And it's really good for your body. It changes your body. Your body gets much, much stronger, much trimmer. What do you call it? Narcissistic benefit number three, right? No, the body changed sort of dramatically after that. It makes sense. It's an interesting thing that relates to prana and vayu. And their most basic pranayama there, and they are good at pranayama, and they know it well. And looking back, I've read Master Iyengar's pranayama book. I know he was in Lonavala, and I think he got a lot of that information from directly from Lama, from Swami Kaivalyananda, from Kaivalya Dham. So if you read his book on pranayama, large parts of it are taken from that tradition. So it's a very interesting pranayama, so we're going to try it, okay? Sit up straight, as usual. You don't have to do any special leg thing. It's okay. We'll take like three, four, five breaths, okay? So close your eyes. It'll help concentrate. And just take a few breaths. I just want to try something. On the exhale, keep breathing out until you get a spasm in your lower abdomen, okay? Until there's a reaction in your lower abdomen, and then you start inhaling, right? So you breathe out, 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 out. When you feel this little twinge in your abdomen, lower abdomen, then start breathing in again, okay? We'll try it. Try it a few times. Right, there's a little jerk in your lower abdomen. Everybody got it? Nah, try some more. When all the air is out, you'll feel something. If you don't feel it, keep breathing out more. And then finally your lower tummy says, enough, I need an inhale. Do you feel it? It's like a spasm. A reflex. If you've been doing a lot of yoga, you'll feel a spasm of your anus. They're called the horse ashwini sphincter, right? How many people feel anything? Raise your hand. It's okay? Okay. That's on an exhale, okay? And you have to keep trying, okay? If you don't get it to do it, it's all right. Now I want you to try it on an inhale. You keep Breathing in. Don't breathe faster or slower than you normally do. That's important, okay? Don't breathe faster or slower than you normally do. But keep breathing in until you feel a twinge. And it's like the peak of the breath, and then you have to breathe out. Okay, so let's try it on the inhale. You keep bringing in air until there's like a reaction or a reflex or a spasm of up in your chest, almost to the back of your throat a little bit. How many people feel some kind of spasm at the, yeah, at the peak of the inhale, right? At, where your lungs, your ribs are most, like, out. That's a value. That's the win, yeah.
Is it like a single spasm or more like a flutter when you get there?
Flutter's good. Flutter's okay. Flutter spasm is fine. That's a value, okay? The thoughts, conscious and autonomic, have collected there, and a value is acting, and you felt the value, right? And then when you exhale to your fullest, you feel a slight spasm. That's the value is acting there. Of the five inner winds, which we're not going to cover today, they're in the third chapter, Yoga Sutra, New York City, February 14th, Valentine's Day. You'll get it all, okay? We're going to cover the whole thing that's in the third chapter. But those are two, you're experiencing two of the values, okay? That's the upward clearing, upward running, and downward clearing values. Prana suddenly collects there and there's a spasm, okay, like that, okay? Now, what happens then, if you noticed, you got tricked into breathing a full breath, okay? Like, it's the first full breath you've taken in maybe a year, really, seriously. Okay, we don't take full breaths. There's a thing called tidal air in your lungs. 50% of the air doesn't come out during normal exhalation, you know? 50% of the carbon dioxide-filled air doesn't come out in your lungs when you're just breathing normally. You see? It's poison for your body. It's a toxin for your body. So it's very interesting. If you breathe fully until you get that reflex or spasm here, and if you, importantly in heart yoga, if you exhale fully until you get this spasm down here, all the air containing the carbon dioxide from the blood, like about 80%, you can't get out the last 10% unless someone hits you on the chest with a truck or something like that. But there's always something in tidal air. But the more you can get out, the less poison is in your body. And if you keep breathing shallowly and not to the fullest extent that you can breathe. I call it, it's like having Cheerios in the morning with a few pieces of the box. You see? No, it's the same thing. The oxygen is the main food for your body. Physical food and drink is like 20% of your nutrients. 80% comes from the air. 80% of your nutrition. People are always worried about, you know, they list the nutrition facts, even on the side of cigarettes and just chocolate cookies, you know, poisons. You know, they miss nutrition. They don't even call it nutrition lies or nutrition poison facts or something like that. It's like nutrition facts, right? But then the air is 80% of your sustenance. The air is 80% of what makes you healthy. You know, so for example, if you live in a city, you're eating the box. No, seriously, that's partly why Diamond Mountain is out in the middle of nowhere. Because when you breathe in the emissions, I translated for the Dalai Lama's doctor in 1979 or something. We were working on that, cancer, with Sloan Kettering. And they asked, Sloan Kettering asked him, both his doctors, what causes cancer? And he says, oh, you know, one of the main thing is the rubber that rolls off of tires of cars and gets into the air. You know, where do you think all the tires go? that wear out, you know, and that's a toxin that's carried into your body, and you breathe it in and you eat it. Your lungs eat it. It's like you're eating the terrace. You know, it's really interesting. That's another story. So anyway, if you take in a full breath of air, if you make it a habit during your asanas, suddenly your body changes. You know, you're just like 10 years younger in 3 months or something. It's really cool. I'm giving you a narcissistic benefit, okay? It's really amazing. Like, it's like the coolest thing I could teach you in half an hour. You know, try it, okay? Just during the asanas, don't stop breathing in until you get that reflex. And don't stop breathing out in this system, right, until you get that little jolt there, okay? And yeah.
What do you do in a class where the teacher is saying,
you know? You increase the volume. You see, you turn up the volume. You know, if your teacher is only giving you 3 heartbeats per breath, per inhale, like some teachers do, and Lady Ruth will give you 4 or 5 heartbeats, which is hard, then you get more tumor, more tsanani. Yeah. Then you just increase the volume. You increase the amount of air. Yeah, so you're breathing more in per heartbeat. You see? So if it's 3 heartbeats, you're going... Okay? Okay? And if you're in Lady Ruth's class and she's doing 5 heartbeats per inhale, then you're just... You lower the volume of air that's passing. That's all. And it says Dirga Sukshma in the Yoga Sutra. When it gets to that part. Okay. Where was I? So your body will noticeably change. And I'm talking especially people over 35 or 40, okay? Us older folks. I'm especially talking to you. As you get older, and Swami Kriyananda measured it at Kaivalyadham, the elasticity of the ribcage decreases, no matter who you are, okay? This thing works like a bucket handle. It's like the handle's down when you exhale, the ribs. And then when you inhale, the handle's up. And as you get older, the elasticity of the connecting tissue of the ribs decreases. And then you just naturally start breathing less. And you don't notice it. So you're starving yourself. You know, people over 35, 40, you're not getting, it's like eating half of your breakfast every day, and then a quarter of your breakfast. And then your body just responds, and it starts to deteriorate, you see? So it's very interesting. If you take 4 breaths during your asanas, and then that becomes a habit, right, during the day. For somebody over 35 or 40, it has to be more conscious. Your body won't do it naturally. You have to force the ribs open. You have to say, no, that's not a full breath. No, that's not a full breath. Spasm. Oh, that's a full breath. Okay? Yeah, okay? So you have to, it's not autonomic at that point. It has to be conscious for people over like 35. You have to force your ribs open. And do it, it's fun. You can force them open sideways and force them open this way, okay? And then suddenly your body will feel better. Asanas are much better. You don't feel tired after an asana because you got fed. Your body's like, well, the family, you're feeding me, you know, thanks, you know? No, and that's 80% of your nutrition comes from the air. So try it. It's really cool. Okay, yeah. It's good if you can get in the habit, yeah. You'll also notice that it makes you calmer. More heartbeats per inhale, which means more calm. Okay, so try it. I really, really urge you to try it. You have to do it consciously during your asanas, okay? Especially when you do it by yourself. And especially people over 35 or 40, just immediate effects because your body's getting food that it wasn't getting, you see? And I think you'll really like it. It really makes a big difference in your asanas. One last point. Christy's waiting for me to finish. Get down on your stomach. Like this. Okay. And then you're going to do Dhanurasana, right? So grab your ankles or whatever's closest. Then We're going to breathe out all the air in your lungs, and then without taking any breaths, we're going to come up into Dhanurasana. Ready? Start to exhale. 1, 2, 3. Don't breathe in. Come up. Okay, let go. Let go. Go back down. This time, we'll try it one more time. We're going to exhale. Then we're going to breathe in for about half a breath, and then we're going to go up. Okay, ready? Start exhaling. 1, 2, 3. Start inhaling. 1, 2, 3. Come up. Okay, got it? Go down. This time, take a full inhale to get up. You see? As the ribs start to expand into a full breath, use the power of the breath to get you out. You see? So you start inhaling the minute you start moving up, and you don't stop inhaling until you get up. Okay? And a full breath in. Okay. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3. Now inhale as you come up. And you use it. Okay? Remember, it's hydraulics. Okay? It's hydraulics. That's how you get airplanes wings. You can sit up. That's how you get airplane wings to come out. It's hydraulics. So you can use the full breath thing in your asanas. And once you get good at taking a full breath, we'll call it a reflex breathing. Once you get good at it, you use it in your asanas. And David Reif used to teach us that. It's like hydraulics. It's pneumatic. Pneumas means spirit or air in Greek. You use it to get yourself places when you do your asanas. Even in a shoulder stand, okay? You get amazing things happen if you use your full breath. Whole inhale, okay? So try it. You shouldn't, as you initiate a movement, the prana should collect into a vayu as you initiate a movement. And then, as you reach your farthest extension, there should be that flex, that reflex, that little jolt. Then you're breathing perfect. And then the asanas get like 10 times easier. Okay? And you don't feel tired afterwards. Okay? So try it. Okay? And that's all.